minister the word tonight, I have a scripture. I have a scripture to read. Nahum 1:7. Let's read that verse of scripture. See, I thought I had it. Nahum 1:7. Let's read that tonight. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Give everybody a chance to get that verse. Yeah, 1:7. I'll read it. I just want to give Brother John a chance to get it there. Got it?
Yes.
All right. Nahum 1:7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Amen? God knows. He knows everything, doesn't he? We're his sheep. Hallelujah. We're his people, the sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah. And he wants us to trust him. God knows. The Bible says, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Hallelujah. Thank God for a good God, a great God. And thank God for the message this morning. Hallelujah. Let's really take the word of God seriously. Let's take God seriously. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God is faithful. He's faithful. Amen. And he wants us to be faithful. Hallelujah. To him and to each other. God wants us to have integrity. Hallelujah. Now tonight, we're going to the New Testament. Matthew. The Gospel of Matthew. Chapter 5. And we're going to read 4 verses. Matthew chapter 5. 4 verses. Matthew chapter 5 verses 13 through 16. What is Eric really working on me here? I just get over here then. I'll get over here. That's all right. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. This is Jesus talking. Now, you know, Jesus preached the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7. And this is a portion of it. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. Say, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your love and your kindness. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. Thank you for your peace, Lord. Father, have your way tonight, Lord. Stir us up to do your will, Lord. Move in our hearts and in our minds, Lord. God, Alahanda, Ierakita, help us, Lord God, to follow you closely, not at a distance. Have your way tonight, God. Speak through these lips of clay, Lord. Hallelujah. Have your way. Move and deliver. Heal, deliver, set free. Meet every need this presence, God. Thank you for the victory, Father, in Jesus' name. For the glory of God. Amen. Now, salt. Salt is, today, Well, salt and light both. They are things today that we take for granted. Amen? But now, the Roman soldiers were given a salt ration. And they complained if the ration was shortened. If somebody gave them a lesser amount of salt, they would complain about it. Now, our English word, salary, literally means salt money. Now, I remember my dad used to tell my brother and I, so you're not worth the salt going your bread. He used to tell us that. Now, you know, we didn't know what he meant to. But, yeah, I mean, because that's when we wouldn't, we would say we had to bring in coal, you know, because we heated with wood stove, wood. We had wood, we used wood, and we used coal in it. And if we wouldn't bring it in like we should, you know, we didn't do our chores right. He said, you're not worth the salt going your bread. Hallelujah. So that really the salt back there, it meant a lot. I mean, it had a, so our English word salary literally means salt money. So if you hear somebody say, this man is not worth his salt, it should remind you the value that people put on salt back in those days. Now, salt is used to what? To preserve. Now, we flick on a light switch, and we get all the light we need. But now, in Jesus' day, it wasn't that way. That they had to carry little clay pots with oil and wicks back there to have light, enough light. But now we take it for granted. We, you know, God has blessed us, and he wants us to be thankful. He really does, because, and when we, hallelujah. The Jews ministered, all right. Jesus used salt and light as a picture of a Christian. Amen. Ye are the salt of the earth. Salt. Salt is used to preserve. It's used to keep corruption down, corruption and decay. That's what salt was used for. They would salt their meat. You know how they take, they would salt the meat. Anybody know about a smokehouse? Well, anyway, years ago, how they would kill a cow or a hog, and they would salt the meat down to preserve it, to keep it, you know, from going bad. Salt is it flavors our food, doesn't it? And salt make you thirsty. Isn't that right? So Jesus is saying here, if you are a real Christian, you're the salt of the earth. Amen. Now, in Elisha, we're going to go to Kings, and we're going to look at something about salt. Let's go to 1 Kings. No, 2 Kings. The ordinary use of salt is to prevent corruption and decay. Now, Elisha, Second Kings chapter 2, verses 19 to 22. Let's look at that. But salt is good for a lot of things. Amen. But Jesus said, we are the salt of the earth. We're the strength. We're strength here in this earth. And let's look at what happened here in 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 19 to 22. What does it say? 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 19 to 22. Somebody's got that. Amen. Now, the city is pleasant, but the water is not. The ground is barren. You can't grow nothing out here. How many know about if you got barren ground, you can't grow nothing worthwhile. All right.
And he said, bring me a new cruse and put salt therein. And they brought it to him.
See, the prophet Elisha, he was a man that poured water. He ministered unto Elijah, remember? The Bible says he poured water on the hands of Elijah. He hallelujah. Elijah was the one that Elisha ministered to, served him. Now Elijah is gone. Where is Elijah? In heaven. Is that right?
Amen.
He went to heaven. Because Elijah told, Elijah let Elisha know he was going to heaven, but Elisha said, I want something from you. He wanted a double portion of the Spirit. He wanted to, hallelujah. Elijah said, you ask a hard thing. He wanted his mantle. He said, you ask a hard thing. He said, but if you see me when I go up, you can have it. You'll get it. So Elisha followed him like sticking to like glue. Isn't that right? Elisha wouldn't let Elijah get out of his sight. And he was able to see Elijah when, hallelujah, God sent, he sent horses of fire, chariot and horses of fire to get Elijah, didn't he? He sent those horses of fire and chariot, and Elijah stepped on. How can a man do that? God is, see, our pastor preaching about who have a God like I got? Nobody. No one do that. Why don't nobody have a God like we have? Because there's no other God. But that one God, isn't that right? He's the only true God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So therefore, when Elijah, God sent this chariot down, horses, chariot, horses, on fire, fire, fire. Elijah stepped on. And God took him to heaven. And here's Elisha now. And after Elijah was taken, Elisha picked up his mantle and smote the waters of the Jordan and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Well, he's still here. Because God began to work miracles for Elisha like he did Elijah. And here, Elisha is in this place, and they told him about the ground was burned in this place, pleasant land, but the burned ground, but you can't drink the water, something wrong with the water. And Elisha said, bring me some salt. Hallelujah. See, the prophets walked with God, and God honored them. To bring me some salt, and what did he do? Let's read what it says here. He cast the salt in the waters.
And said, thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters.
I've done what?
I've healed these waters.
I've healed these waters. The waters were sick. I mean, you couldn't drink it. Something wrong. Thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters. Read a little bit more.
There shall not be from this any more death or barren land.
My. What a man of God. A man believed God. He spoke the word, and God honored him. God honored his word. But have God changed?
No.
He haven't changed, have he? Amen. We want to see. The Bible says, these signs shall follow them that believe.
Amen.
In my name shall they cast out devils. It's not just talking about preachers. It's talking about, it said believers, didn't it?
Amen.
These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Amen.
Mark chapter 16. Amen. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And do we believe this? Are we seeing these things happening? We're seeing them, aren't we? This morning, our pastor got his feet got healed. Hallelujah. God is still working miracles.
Amen.
God is still healing the sick.
Amen.
He's still raising the dead.
Yes.
Is he still doing it?
Amen.
And Brother John got his back healed this morning.
Amen.
God is faithful.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We've got to believe him. Isn't that right? We got to believe him and obey and be obedient to his voice. And we'll see God. God is on the move. Thank God. But he wants us to be faithful to him. He wants us to believe him and trust him. And after he do a work, he wants us to praise him. Isn't that right? In fact, he wants us to praise him before he do it. Isn't that right? Doesn't he? He really does. Hallelujah. Praise him before. Like Pastor Ben was bringing out this morning. You know, asking it shall be given. Seeking you shall find. Knocking it shall be. Hallelujah. He explained that, didn't he? That's what, see, God is faithful. Thank God. We can rejoice. And be glad, can't we? Hallelujah. Why? Because there's no God like our God. And God is moving for his people. God is stirring his people. God is blessing his people. Thank God. And you know, I'm looking to see this place running over. Amen. With people. With people. Amen. 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 God is faithful. Amen. How, the word of God is being preached here. The uncompromising word of God. Amen. Isn't that right? Amen. And as in our breakfast yesterday morning, our pastor brought out 2 Timothy 2:2. Isn't that right? For the Apostle Paul said to Timothy, teach these things to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. God's calling for faithfulness. Isn't that right? And Brother Doug brought out how an unfaithful man in Proverbs. What does that scripture say? An unfaithful man. See, you can't put trust. If you put trust in an unfaithful man, you're in trouble. Because it says in Proverbs, remember that verse? Having come, slow it down now.
Confidence in an unfaithful man.
In the time of trouble. In the time of trouble. Stop. It's like a what?
A broken tooth.
What can you do with a broken tooth? Ain't nothing you can do with it. You bite down on something. I remember years ago, I was at school. I was taking electronics. I hadn't been having trouble with my teeth. I bit down something, and a tooth broke. And I had trouble. I had to do something about it. I had to get it out of there, didn't I? I really did. So having confidence in an unfaithful man is like? Like what?
A broken tooth.
And a foot out of joint. With a foot out of joint, ain't much you can do. You got limping, you know. Hallelujah. So you don't want to have confidence in an unfaithful person, do you? No, you don't. But thank God. God is calling for faithfulness. And God's got some faithful people. People that will stand up for him.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
We got to stand for God. We got to stand for God. And hear this prophet. Heal the waters. Because he believed God. Hallelujah. He trusted God. And he just spoke the word. He just put that salt in there and said, I've healed these waters. And the land's not going to be barren anymore. You can grow something out there now. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. He's mighty. He's mighty to save and strong to deliver. Hallelujah. How many of y'all believe that? We got to believe God. We got to believe him. And we got to be obedient to him. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Got to be obedient to him. Do what he said. Jesus said, hallelujah, ye are my disciples. Hallelujah. We're his disciples, aren't we? His followers. His followers. Thank God. And he meant what he said. And he said what he meant. He's faithful. Elisha healed the waters because he believed God. Put that salt in there. Hallelujah. Strength. Power. The power of God. Heal the waters through the prophet. Amen. Now, let's look at something else. We're talking about we, God's people, the salt. That's what salt does. Salt have a very important part to play in things. Now, and Christian people, Christians, we're Christians, aren't we?
Amen.
Amen. We're Christians. Let's look at something. In Genesis chapter 18, verses 23 through 33. Let's look what it says here. Christians, God bless when Christians are in the, are around, in the midst. Isn't that right? God will bless a family. Say a family. Say if the wife is saved and the husband's not and they got children, God will bless that family because of the wife. Say, getting that right? You better believe he will. They pray and believe God and trust God. Say, Lord, take care of us, Lord. Protect us and deliver. And God honors that. Yes, he does. Amen. Righteous people. We're talking about righteous people here now. Let's see what it says here in that scripture I just called. Genesis, did I call it the scripture? Genesis 18, verses 23. Huh? Verses 23 to 30. What does it say?
Now,
Sodom and Gomorrah, God let him know he was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Why? Because of the wickedness, all that sin in the city. And God let him know he was going to destroy it. And Abraham said, Lord, God, will you destroy the righteous with the wicked? And Abraham said to the Lord, said, Lord, if I find 50 righteous people there, will you spare the city? Lord said, yes, I'll spare it for 50 righteous. And Abraham kept talking to the Lord. The peradventure day said, will you spare it for if I find 40 righteous? Yes, Lord said, yes, I will spare it for 40. Will you spare it if I find 30? He says, yes. If I find 20, yes. See how merciful and kind God is? Amen. Then he said, will you spare it for 10? God said, I will spare it for 10's sake. Isn't that something? But couldn't find 10 righteous people in that whole wicked place in Sodom and Gomorrah. Couldn't find 10. See, righteousness, what? Exalteth the nation.
Amen.
But sin is a reproach to any people.
That's right.
Right. So, but the righteous being there, we're the righteous now, aren't we? Thank God. And God is blessed in keeping things going in many cases because of us. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because we pray. And we believe God. We trust in God. We're living for God. Hallelujah. And we can speak what God said and we believe it.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Don't we believe God?
Amen.
Amen. So for 10 righteous people, God would have spared Sodom and Gomorrah. But he couldn't find 10. Praise God. That's really something, isn't it? That's really something. Look at America today. So much wickedness in this place, in America. Yes, let's look at Tampa. A lot of wicked people here, isn't that right? But God's got a precious few, haven't he? God's got a remnant. God always have a remnant, doesn't he? He does. Yeah, he have some people that have taken a stand for him and will not back up, will not let down on the standard of God. God, what's God's standard? Holiness. God's standard is holiness. Amen. Follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Hallelujah. God's got a standard. And God is depending on you and me to lift the standard of truth.
Amen.
Amen. How many of y'all know that? He's depending on us. Are we going to do it? Yes, we are. We that love God, because God have given us, we're in a church, thank God, for the word of God has been done. Uncompromising gospel is being preached, and we're seeing God move. We're seeing signs, wonders, and miracles.
Amen.
Amen. We are. And God said we would do this. We would see these things. But above all, we want to see souls saved, don't we?
Yes.
We want our loved ones saved, not only our loved ones, we want to see people saved.
Amen.
Amen. So let's be up and about our Father's business. Let's be witnesses for him. Let's be that salt. That salt on a job. Live holy, live pure.
Amen.
Brother Sean, on your job. Amen. You got a lot going on, but you're living holy, you're living pure. And people understand, don't they? You better believe they do. There's a difference between an unbeliever and a believer.
Amen.
Isn't it?
There is.
There's a difference. Amen. A believer love God and trust God and obey God. And God is with him 24/7. God said, Jesus, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And he meant what he said, didn't he? We can depend on God. We can depend on God. Amen. He's faithful. Hallelujah. And on your job, my brother, they really try you on that job, don't they? Amen. Hallelujah. But thank God. Continue to lift the standard for the Lord. Amen. And see, people get saved. Isn't that right? I know years ago I worked on jobs and talked to people, witnessed for the Lord, you know, and when people got saved. Amen. When people got saved. Amen. People are still getting saved. Let your light so shine. You're the salt of the earth. Amen. When you standing up there, and lots of times you don't have to say nothing, you know. I mean, you don't have to do a lot of talking at times.
Amen.
But at times you do.
Yes.
But when you do talk, God will give you what to say. Just be led by the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Let God lead you. Let God guide you. Let God direct you. By using salt, the images of salt and light, Jesus gave us some valuable truths into what it means to be a Christian today. Hallelujah. And God would have spared the city for 10 righteous, but he couldn't spare them. He couldn't find that many. So what did God do? Let's look at Genesis 19:24. What did God do in the cities there? Because he couldn't find 50 righteous people. Well, people had gone, they had gone down. Same thing that people have gone down. People don't, old people, young people, a lot of them don't want God. Do they? A lot of them don't want God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You can tell them about God, but we need to keep praying. Keep witnessing as God leads us and keep praying. And keep trusting God, and God will, he'll take care of the situation. What does it say in Genesis 19:24? Listen at it. What does it say?
There were 50 righteous.
No. Genesis 19:24. Is that it?
Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah.
Stop right there. And the Lord did what?
Rain.
He rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah. What?
Brimstone and
fire from the Lord. Why did he do that? Why? Because of sin. Amen. Because he couldn't find 10 righteous people there. My. Those people was partying hardy. They was partying. They were living like the devil, committing all kind of sin, laughing and joking and carousing. My. Just like it was in the days of Noah. They did that until Noah entered into the ark. They knew not until the flood came. Did what? Took them all away. Flood came, took them all away. My God. God had a... Listen at this now. The ark was out there. Many people could have went in, could have gone into the ark, and they should have. But their hearts were hardened.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Their hearts were hardened. And they wouldn't go in. They laughed at Noah. But thank God. When it started raining, a different story, wasn't it? But it was too late. But see, God always give people time, doesn't he? He always give people time to get right with him. Praise God. Because he's merciful. He's kind. He's just. But the word of God said, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But it goes on to say, but the devil all will come. As a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with the great noise. And the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works of the dying shall be what? Burned up. Seeing that all these things shall be dissolved. What manner of person ought ye to be? In all holy conversation and godliness, looking for.
Yes.
Huh? And looking for the hasty, my God, unto the coming of the devil, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God. Looking for the hasty. Hallelujah. Amen. Because he knows he's coming. But this is not our home.
Amen. We're aliens.
We're aliens. That's right. Praise God. Apostle Paul said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And he said, I'd rather be, hallelujah, he'd rather be with the Lord. And sure, we would, wouldn't we? We'd rather be in heaven with the Lord. But God's not through with us yet.
Amen.
So let's make sure we fulfill the mission God has given us. Fulfill what God has given us to do. Not leaving one stone unturned. Thank God. But living holy and pure. Telling it like it is. Doing the will of God from the heart. Walking worthy of God. Walking worthy of God. Amen. That's what he's calling for. Now, for the sake of only 10 righteous people, Sodom and Gomorrah would have been spared. Such is the work of salt of the earth. When we trusted Christ, a miracle took place. We became partakers of his divine nature. 2 Peter 1:4, you can read that when you get a chance. So that a new ingredient was added to our lives. Amen. Salt, with salt. Jesus said with salt and with light. Listen what Ephesians says. Ephesians 5:8, let's read that. Let's read what Ephesians 5:8 says. Ephesians 5:8. Hallelujah. What does it say?
For you were sometimes darkness.
Uh-huh. You were sometimes dark, but now you're light in the Lord. We're light. Isn't that right? Salt and light. Christians are different from unbelievers because they possess the nature of God.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Having been born into his family, God is light. 1 John 1:5. And we are children of the light. Isn't that right?
Amen.
We really are. Because of the miracle of God's grace, the Christian is salt and light. Listen to this now. A new ingredient had been added, and an old ingredient had been taken away. Sin had been forgiven.
Yes.
Isn't that right? God forgive us for our sin, doesn't he?
Yes.
We repent and turn to God by faith. God forgive us for our sins.
Amen.
Thank God. And fill us with the Holy Ghost. Baptize us with the Holy Ghost. And Jesus said, after the Holy Ghost has come, what? You should be witnesses unto me. Both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And they went forth preaching the word, didn't they? With signs following. And thank God, we're doing the same today. Sin had been forgiven. The new nature has been implanted. And the Christian stands before the world as salt and light. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As Jesus within us. Jesus Jesus didn't tell us we should be salt and light, did he? He said, you are salt and light.
Amen.
Amen. He meant what he said. And he said what he meant. Amen. So therefore, saints of God, let's let our light shine. Let's be that salt. Amen. Let's be salty for the Lord. Glory be to God. And let's let our light shine. Listen what the word of God said. But the path of the just. What is that scripture? I quoted so much. Where do you find that scripture? The path of the just is as a shining light. It shineth more and more until the perfect day. Hallelujah. The path of the just.
Proverbs 4:18.
Amen. That's one of my favorite scriptures. Hallelujah. But the path of the just. Who are the just?
We are
the just. Isn't that right?
Amen.
The word of God says the just shall do what? Live by faith. The path of justice has a shining light that shines more and more. Thank God, as we get older and in the Lord, we should shine, our light should get brighter, not dimmer.
Amen, brother.
Isn't that right? God don't want us to be cantankerous, does he? he don't want us to be curious. My God. Lord, don't let me be that, please. Please. Please don't let me be no grumpy old man, Lord. Oh, God, help me, help me. Brother Mike, I don't want to be a grumpy old man. Well, if you find me getting grumpy, come up beside me and just sort of do something. Let Sean know what to do, doesn't it? Man, you better get on the ball. You better get right in. Y'all get hold of him. One get on one side, one go on the other. Shake me whatever it takes. I want to be a Christian.
Amen,
and sometimes it takes shaking up, but it's stirring up, whatever.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank glory be to God. But I want to be a real Christian. Shining light, a burning light. Thank God. Glory be to God. Shining for Jesus. People, when people look at you and me, they should be able to see Jesus in us, shouldn't they? They should. I mean, by the life we live.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We don't go out partying. You know, I'm talking about, you know, you understand what I'm saying? Don't you? The wrong kind of parties.
Preaching.
Hallelujah. Drinking liquor and
come on now.
Telling lies. And Christians don't do that. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, when we walked in sin, it was a different thing, wasn't it? But thank God, we have the light. We're in the light now. We're walking in the light. And we're the salt. And we're the light. And God's depending on you and me to stand up for what's right. Isn't that right? Thank God. Glory be to God. Now, overseas, let's pray for the saints over there, because some of them being persecuted terribly, you know, keep being killed and just ran, they run them from their home, just doing all kind of stuff because they won't convert to what is it? Islam.
Hallelujah.
They won't convert to Islam. Thank God, hallelujah. But they're standing for what's right. And some are killed for, but that's all right.
That's a testimony and a witness, brother.
Amen. Testimony and a witness, that's right. Amen. And if they can die for the Lord, we can surely live for them, can't we? Thank God. We hallelujah. Because we got freedom here in America. And let's don't take it for granted. Let's don't mess around every day. And let's pray daily, saints. Get in the word of God daily.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You shall seek me and find me. What? When you shall search for me. What? With all of your heart. God wants all of our heart. Not just some of it. All of it. Hallelujah. Be diligent. Nahum 1:7. Let's read that again. Nahum 1:7. What did it say? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Nahum 1:7. What did it say?
The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble.
The Lord is good. He's a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows them to trust in him, doesn't it? He knows it. God knows who we are. God knows our address. He has a phone. He knows everything about us.
Amen.
Even the hairs of our head is numbered.
Hallelujah.
That's getting right down with it, isn't it?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Not one sparrow fall to the ground that God doesn't know about. He knows about it. And he cares. I believe he does. God controls the universe.
Amen.
He's sovereign. He's a sovereign God. Can't nothing happen unless he permitted it to happen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's the kind of God we serve.
Amen.
Amen. That's the kind of God we serve.
Amen.
And let's serve him wholeheartedly, saints of God. Let's don't try to be half-heartedly with God, because it don't work.
That's right. All or nothing.
All or nothing. That's right. All or nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. He's great and greatly to be praised. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more until the perfect day. Amen. Proverbs 4:18, it shines, it should get brighter and brighter. It really should. It really, really should. Amen. Because thank God, hallelujah, thank God, hallelujah, hallelujah. The word of God is forever settled in heaven. God, oh, hallelujah, oh, love of the Mahanda. The just shall live by faith. Isn't that right? The just shall live by faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. So let's sit under the word of God here continually. And see what the sign out there say. Come worship with us. Learn with us. And grow with us. Isn't that right? Amen. That's what we need to do. Isn't that right, Brother John?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. And we sing God being glorified. How do we glorify God? By being obedient to his voice. Isn't that right? By obeying him. By praising him. Honoring him. Magnifying him. I'm about finished. Thou will keep him in perfect peace. Isaiah 26:3. And if we ever needed peace, we need peace now, don't we? Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Why? Because he trusteth in thee. Isn't that right? Are we trusting the Lord tonight? Are we believing him for our loved ones? Saints, this week, let's really pray, all right? We got some prayer requests this morning. Brother that came, Brother Nick, he was telling us about somebody, a couple of women need prayer. And let's pray, saints, let's pray. And we'll see the hand of God move. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let's praise God. Let's praise him more than we ever have.
Amen.
Because he's coming soon. But he's coming after people that's looking for him or people that's ready to meet him. Are we ready to meet him tonight?
Amen.
Thank God. Is your name written? See, let me say this. When the disciples, Jesus sent them out, and they came back, I think it was the 70 that he sent out, and when they came back, they said, Master, because they had healed the sick and done what God Jesus told them to do. So, Master, even the devil is subject unto us through thy name. You know what Jesus said?
Come on, brother.
I beheld Satan like lightning fall from heaven. You know something? I beheld Satan like lightning fall from heaven. Jesus was there when he fell from heaven. Jesus saw him fall. Hallelujah. So don't rejoice because the devil is subject unto to my name. But do what? Thank God. Hallelujah. And that's shouting ground right there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, brother. Amen. God is so good. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Glory.